Chapter 9. Ron walked out into the barn. It was dark now, and he made his way through the mysterious new part of his home. He saw her moving the more fragile boxes from the enclosed office part of the barn into its general area. They were each marked fragile, but she was tossing them. "Wait," said Ron. Angel froze. "See the fragile written on the side?"
"I was being careful," she protested.
She wasn't, and he knew that if he made an issue out of it, it would be an argument. Celeste had told him that he just needed to let some things go. This was not easy for Ron, but he knew that his wife was correct. "Let me come out here and help you on a night when I'm not so tired. This way, we won't have to move things twice."
"I'm doing it now," said Angel. "You said I could."
Ron wanted to correct her by saying that that wasn't what he said, but that too would lead to an argument. Something had her riled up tonight. He knew that she was not going to share that with him. Not anymore. Becoming the school's narc, as Angel had put it, was the last straw. He could not be trusted. "Why are you in such a rush?" Angel looked at him with an expression of pain.
"Because I want some place to sleep tonight."
Ron was snagged. He found himself responding before he checked himself.
"No one said anything about tonight."
Angel picked up another box and moved it. "If I am not allowed to sleep out here, I am sleeping in my car."
"Why?"
"Because I can't stand to sleep in the same house with the two of you. I can't breathe around you." Ron suddenly felt very tired. He was not up for another battle today. He had gotten rid of the tension of work, but this was a tension that he felt like he would never lose. "I'll help you clean out a spot, and you can use your sleeping bag tonight." Angel smiled. She had won. She slipped into cooperative mode, and they made a spot for her. "Let me tell your mother," said Ron. She slipped right back into combative mode for an instant.
"Go ahead. I have nothing to say to her."
Ron shook his head. "Did things go okay at school today?"
"School was fine," said Angel. "You already asked me that."
"I need a shower. Then I'm going to bed," said Ron. "My day starts early." Then, to his absolute confusion, she kissed him on the cheek and said, "Thanks for helping me, Dad." The night air was cool. Ron looked down for that last view of the lake. It was inviting. He heard honking of geese across the water. He walked up the outside flight of stairs. He thought that he did not want to lock the door because suppose she needed to come in. Then another thought hit him. Did they have to lock their doors out here?